Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, with the baseball playoffs going on and some notable baseball passings recently, we thought we would say good morning to the oldest living ball player, Dirty Doug Out. Good morning, Doug.
If you fellas will excuse me, I'm a little emotional right now. I lost my good friend to death recently.
And that was?
My good friend and former teammate, Jolly Hustle. He got sick and he passed away.
Oh. Yeah, Pete Rose. Oh. Teammates? We didn't know you were teammates.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Old Pete. Did you realize that I gave him his nickname?
No.
Yeah, I thought Pete Rose had a good ring to it, and I just thought his voice name of Jolly Hustle just sucked, so.
Oh.
I gave
thought it was the other way around.
Pete Rose. I said, Jolly, listen, if you're serious about wanting to stop playing baseball, how about you stop going by Pete Rose? Now, secretly, I wanted him to go by Pete Rose because I owned the copyright to that name. And I knew I could make a lot of money. Every Pete Rose autograph he signed, I got a buck and a quarter in royalties.
Boy, he signed a lot of them.
Yeah, but I told him, I said, hey, change your name to Pete Rose. In exchange, I'll teach you my secret to hitting over 4,250 hits.
You
the rest is history.
Huh. Wow.
History. I can't believe he's gone.
Well, he was getting up there.
I was on the phone with him when he passed, too.
You were?
I was. He said to me, he said, Doity Doug, I just can't go on any longer knowing that Diddy was a bad guy and was arrested.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he said that to me. Plus, as you know, Doity Doug, he said to me, I have a raging severe case of gambling addiction and chlamydia. But those two high spots aren't enough to overcome the despair of the unjust incarceration.
High spots.
Former, it's all about the Benjamins. He loved that song, and he always told me, he said, Doity Doug, any guy like Diddy who would write a song about Benji Gill and Mike Benjamin like that with such passion should never be locked up.
I had no idea. I'm not sure the timeline matches up, but we'll go with it.
And that's when I heard the fumbling through the drawer and the cock of the pistol, and I'm
what?
Still
no.
Traumatized. Pete's last words to me were, please look after Kanye for me, and then I heard him jump through the window and scream Geronimo before the gunshot.
Okay.
It was so traumatic.
That's not awfully elaborate.
No, that's
I can't believe
happened.
It. Last time I was on with you guys a couple months ago, we was talking about Pete getting in the Hall of Fame, and I begged people to put him in before he died.
Yeah.
And look what happened. It didn't take place.
Yeah.
We missed it.
Yeah.
And now I have to watch these damn playoffs thinking about how soft all these new players are. Good God.
They don't play like Charlie Hustle or like you.
Not like me or Charlie Hustle or any of the guys. Ty Cobb, all my old teammates. Back in the day, we didn't have all these guaranteed contracts.
No.
In fact, if we got hurt, we owed the team money because we allowed ourselves to get hurt.
Right.
I once broke both my femurs in the playoffs. Compound fractures.
Wow, that would put you out for a while.
Didn't tell my skipper because I wanted to keep playing.
Kept playing?
Kept playing, and the next game I was decapitated and still went 4-for-5.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've had a lot of injuries, and I'm old, but I'm still in better shape than Jerry Jones or Trump's combined.
you're even older than them now, aren't you?
Which one of them two had the phrase, grab him by the pussycat?
Oh, well,
wow.
I think that was the president.
I know they both do that act. I just can't remember which one came up with the catchphrase for it. I gotta go, guys.
Okay.
I'm crying right now. I'm just so
hang in there, Dirty Dugout.
Jolly Hustle.
Yeah. Our condolences for
yes.
your loss.
Yes, indeed. All right.